Good Sunday morning. It's Radar, and you are listening to Sunday Morning Public Affairs. And this week, you're going to hear from our guests. It's Gene Wells and Kyle Hendricks supporting the Milwaukee Studio Tour. It's the fifth annual Milwaukee Studio Tour. Gene, who you're kind of like the veteran to our public affairs show, and we've talked about the studio tour before, Wisconsin Craft. So we've done a lot of these talks. Tell everybody like a little bit of a background on this Milwaukee Studio Tour. If people are just tuning in and they're like, what is a Milwaukee Studio Tour? What kind of studios are we touring? Well, it's all about art, but I'll let you go ahead and explain a little bit more.
Yeah, so it's a take on, so some people might have heard of art tours that happen around the state where you travel from artist studio to artist studio in a rural area and see their work, their studios. That's what we're doing, but we're doing it in the urban area of Milwaukee County. So it's just a little bit of a twist. There's not as many urban studio tours as there are rural, and many of us have participated in the rural ones as guests, but we were like, hey, most of us live in the city, so let's have an urban studio tour.
And did you help start that idea and get this ball rolling?
Yes.
And the
yes,
brush going, I guess you could say, if you're a painter.
Right.
So and
this
the is
wheel the, turning.
This is the fifth annual. So
yes.
You had said this is still pretty young as a tour, as an event.
Yes, it's very young. We started in 2019. The first time, I think we had 14 tour stops and maybe 40 artists. And then, of course, COVID hit. But we did have it during the COVID year.
Oh, you did?
It was a masked event, and most people were outside, so it really was fine. No one got sick. And so we've just been continuing, and this year now it has grown to 22 tour stops as more artists are getting involved, and 57 artists total, because the tour stops have guest artists that are there selling their work as well.
I know there's a lot of events that had to pause during the pandemic, obviously, because they're inside, but it was nice that you were able to continue this tour with art outside, you know, different types of artwork, you know, pottery and jewelry and everything else that's involved in the Milwaukee Studio Tour. Did you find that it was pretty well attended even during the pandemic while everybody was outside?
Yes. You know, it happened in October, which there kind of was the downside of it. And people were grateful. It was probably the only event I did that year, but everyone was like, it's so great to get out, you know, and to see beautiful things.
And how is, now you had mentioned that there's rural tours and now this is an urban tour. How does this different from other events? Maybe not just between being out in the country or being in the city, but any other events that, you know, since we're talking about some of the events that had to pause during that pandemic.
Sure.
And now hopefully we're out of that. How does this differ from some different events?
So I can compare it to like the Morning Glory Art Fair, which our organization, Wisconsin Craft, puts on in August.
Which we've talked about.
Yes.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, where that's 130 artists all in one place. So you get the whole shebang.
It's in one area,
yes,
one
venue.
Yes,
you just go to that event. This is different because we have 22 different tour stops. And basically these tour stops, part of the requirement is that you're either, as an artist, they're all artist stops, either the artist works out of their home or they have a studio that they rent or own and they work out of it. So this is where the artist, the host artist works, is where you're going to.
It could be their home, could be maybe a storefront,
right?
Something like that.
For me, like it's the back of my garage.
That's great.
For Kyle, it's his basement. Has a basement studio. He's set up, but we set up our wares out in the yard so people can shop.
Sure.
And then you can check out our studios.
And you had mentioned Kyle. Now, Kyle Hendricks, you're an accomplished artist. And where are you located? Where is your studio?
I'm in South Milwaukee.
South Milwaukee, okay. And then you have, as Gene had mentioned, you have a studio basement?
I do, and you know, one of the cool things about the tour is that people, you know, whether they're aspiring artists or just curious, they get to go to people's home locations or studio locations and kind of see how they've got it set up. So as Gene mentioned, I'm in the basement, and it's a pretty slick spot. And I've got it all set up now. We've lived there for a few years. And the cool thing for people is to kind of see, you know, their neighbors, their community, their neighborhood, like how artists are actually performing in these spaces, how they're making it happen. You know, most Milwaukee basements are pretty small. It's not a lot of headroom.
Right.
Maybe you've got lucky, got some windows like I do. And it's kind of amazing to see what artists can do in a small space and make it efficient.
And speaking of the small space or the basement, yeah, like you mentioned, you have windows. I have glass block windows in West Dallas, so I know what you're talking about with these small basements. How do you find the creativity? I mean, some artists like to go out on location and maybe create something. What is your inspiration when you're in your studio?
Well, you know, I mean, getting out of the studio is usually where you find the inspiration. I'm okay. You know, try to work hard while I'm in the space. But luckily now it's, you know, we've got the internet at our fingertips for whether you're looking up for visual stuff.
Yeah.
And then, you know, take long walks with the dogs, get out in nature, see what you can. Do a lot of art fairs, interact with a lot of other artists, see what they're making, you know, keep it collaborating and finding out what's, you know, what's going on in the world.
And what are some of the things that you create?
You know, I do functional pottery.
Okay.
My favorite things in the world are objects that you can have in your home that you can look at, enjoy, you know, view, show people when they come over, but then you get to pull it off the wall and use it. You know, if you're having a dinner party, a serving bowl, a teapot, that is, you know, it's a beautiful object that's in your home to, you know, really increase the vibes in your space, but then you get to, you get to function, you know, you get to use it.
And so what are some of the tools that you have in the basement now? Obviously you got the wheel, you got a kiln.
I do. Yeah. Really? I've got a full on professional pottery studio.
Wow.
I've got two wheels, two kilns, a bunch of tables that I've built, a spray booth. I got lucky when I bought the house, when they had redid the kitchen upstairs, they had brought all the cabinets that were originally in the space down into the basement. So now I've got my glaze lab down there for mixing all my own glazes, keeping all my dry materials stored. And, you know, when my wife and I were searching for homes, we were like, all right, well, you know, obviously we got to find something that works for us, but we have to have a studio space for me. It's got to work. And we were so lucky to find that place. So.
And your wife is cool with that, you know, taking up the basement? Because I know, like, the man cave thing.
It's basically become that, you know, it's a lot of podcasts, a lot of, a lot of art making and long hours, so.
Oh, but it's fun hours, fun long hours.
Very
fun. That's what you
very
love
fun.
To do.
Living the dream.
Yeah. And if people want to purchase your creations, do you have them? Is there a website? Do you have them come over, take a look at things?
Yeah.
Have them put orders in of what they're looking for?
Sure do. It's HendrickCeramics.com is my main website for where I show my work, and then I exhibit, you know, pretty much every month of the year all across the state of Wisconsin. You know, I sell in galleries in the region, and I always have my appointment to open books for my studio. And, you know, the studio tour is an awesome place to come see people's work because I've got a great guest artist in my place, Brett Roberts, who's the high school teacher at Waterford.
Oh, no kidding.
You know, he's a potter. We went to high school and college together because that's where we started making clay. And he's a really good friend and potter. And again, that's kind of the sweet part about the tour is that you get the opportunity to see the artist's space, see how they're working, see how they're making it happen, and then, of course, guest artists.
Yeah, that pop in like a college buddy. How cool is that? Again, we're talking about the 5th annual Milwaukee Studio Tour, and you can take part in this. Gene Wells and Kyle Hendricks are here. You can check it out Saturday, September 30th, Sunday, October 1st, 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. Gene, who was like the brains behind starting this whole thing, the Milwaukee Studio Tour, you've got this great pamphlet that you handed to me. And now how do people go about getting this pamphlet once again?
Right. So this is available online if you want to print it out on the website, MilwaukeeStudioTour.com. Or you can pick it up at the first studio tour that you stop at that weekend.
Okay.
And then you can go from there with the pamphlet. Some of us are passing them out at our other events.
You are, okay.
Yeah. So if you know any of us or see any of us or look up our schedules online, you can pick one up from our other events.
This is great stuff, though, because it's kind of a three-page fold-out. And not only does it give you the names of the different studios and the artists, but it also has a map. So you can kind of map out those 2 days because it does run Saturday, Sunday, September 30th, October 1st.
Yes.
And you can maybe split Milwaukee County in half or, you know, divide it up into quadrants or whatever. And then that way you're able to touch on the studio tours one day, or maybe you can fit them in all in one day or take the entire weekend to do that. Kyle, who is in South Milwaukee, an artist that's in studio, when you open up your basement studio to people on the studio tour, do you have like refreshments, any cookies, any welcoming music or anything like that? Or do they just come down and say, well, this is where you create everything?
You know, we set up in the backyard. I have a really beautiful garden space. So we'll have the whole art fair booth, you know, all set up really nice out there for people to shop. Then the studio is open for people to go and see the space. We usually have a couple refreshments. And then typically on Sundays, We've pulled the TV out from the studio and then put it outside. That way we can catch the Packer game while
I was going to say, I wonder why the TV is out there. Well, that way you won't miss the game. You know,
That's right.
Don't have to sit there and say, I don't want to do the studio tour. No, go ahead and do the studio tour and check things out. And if people, we had mentioned this, you'll have artists or you'll have your creations from the things that you make in for sale, setting up outside in your backyard. Can people order things? Do they have ideas? Do they just kind of give you pictures or just throw, you know, ideas at you saying, hey, can you make, like you had mentioned, maybe like a vase or a salad bowl or something like that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I always advertise custom orders available at any time. Yeah. If somebody sees a bowl that they like or a form, a teapot, and they go, you know, I really like that, but I want it bigger or I want it in this color, say, no problem.
Yeah. Okay. That's cool. That's really cool. And again, we're talking about the fifth annual Milwaukee Studio Tour. And again, it happens September 30th and October 1st. That's a Saturday, Sunday, 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. Gene Wells, we've heard about everything that's going on with the studio tour and you helping start this studio tour, of course, with Wisconsin Craft. What is your background? We love to understand about what people do, what inspired them to become an artist. What happened in your past and how long have you been involved in the arts?
So I'm a potter as well, like
Kyle.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I make clay and functional pots. And I was inspired in high school. I attended Pius XI High School in Milwaukee and was inspired by a visiting potter and then pursued that as my career. I went to art school and then I apprenticed, actually. And I've been doing pottery full-time in Milwaukee for over 30 years.
Wow,
already.
Really?
So, yes.
So there's a lot of pieces floating around this
yes,
area.
Yes, there are. You can find myself in the retail or like the what the resale shop
resale
sometimes.
Shops, yeah.
Goodwill,
okay.
You'll find a few oldies of jeans. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And Kyle, how long have you been doing pottery?
Just over 20 years now.
20 years.
Yeah.
And you went to college for it as well?
Yeah, I did. I went to Wilmot High School, which is in Kenosha County. Mm-hmm. And then I was lucky. I landed at UW-Whitewater with Charlie Olson, who some of the art fair people, art fans in the region might know.
My son went to Whitewater. Just got to throw that shout out there. Okay,
yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah. Charlie's a legendary professor. He lives over. He's in the Whitewater Fort Atkinson area. And since then, I moved all around the country doing ceramics for opportunities, residencies, graduate school, all kinds of stuff. And then we settled back in Wisconsin. Super happy to be here. So
yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of people that are happy that you're here. This is great. Again, we're talking about the Milwaukee Studio Tour, September 30th, October 1st. It's a Saturday, Sunday, 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. You just heard from Kyle Hendricks, who is a potter down in South Milwaukee. And Gene, now you had mentioned a number of artists who are part of the studio tour. Kyle, we're highlighting today. Can you mention any other artists? Anybody else you want to highlight for the Milwaukee Studio Tour?
Yes, I did pick a few out to talk about, but I just want to make clear to everybody that this tour is because I'm going to focus on the South Side artists.
Sure.
Participating, but this tour expands from the northernmost spot, which is the Brown Deer area, all the way to the west side of Tosa, to the east side of Milwaukee, and then down to South Milwaukee, Cudahy. So it's really expansive.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, but I wanted to give a shout out to the Southsiders today.
Southside?
Yep. So besides Kyle's tour stop, your tour stop number 20, I think, Kyle?
Yeah.
Chris Jensen is tour stop 21. Chris owns C3 Designs, which is a jewelry shop.
Cool.
A well-renowned jeweler, craftsperson, and he's been in that location for a number of years. He makes one-of-a-kind jewelry in gold and silver with beautiful gemstones. He's really known for his design work. He's won several awards.
Oh, yes. Wow.
Yeah, he says he's been twice awarded as Milwaukee's best jewelry designer.
Oh, you got it. Now, and what stop is that again?
That's number 21
number 20. Okay.
In South Milwaukee as well.
Want to hit that one big time.
Yeah.
Guys, you hear that? Jewelry Design Award winner. Hint, hint.
Yeah, it's really amazing stuff. And he does have a guest artist in his shop, she's a fiber artist. She makes beautiful silk scarves with, what does she call it? Botanical contact printing.
Yeah,
really
yeah.
Lovely. And then another Southside shout out to Kayla Murnick, Kayla's Paint Studio. She's tour stop 19. She's what's called, have you heard of like live painting, a live painter, where she'll show up, well, you would hire her to
with
come to
canvas?
Your wedding with a blank canvas.
No
and
way.
And then she will paint a scene at your wedding.
Okay.
And so it's really cool. You can personalize it however you want. And what I really think she sometimes promotes, which I think is really special, like let's say you have a loved one or someone who's passed away, she can, and you have pictures of that person,
sure,
she can actually paint that person into the picture. So like they were there for your wedding or something like that. Like if it's,
that's
so
pretty special. Yeah, that's big time special. That's awestruck. I bet when people see that, when it's finally, when it's finished, you're like, whoa, how did you do that? That's great.
Yeah.
The live painting.
So she's, so both Chris and Kayla are first time participants as host artists this year on the tour.
Okay.
And then one other, so Kayla also has a guest artist, Rebecca Krieger, and she is new. Chanel Pottery. She's a potter from West Bend, and she really makes beautiful functional pieces, and she's been exploring a lot with what would you call like Rococo decorative style,
okay,
which she's adding really elaborate ornamentation onto the pieces she makes. And I believe both Kayla and Rebecca will be doing demonstrations in the backyard over the weekend.
So you got to pop into their studio because it's the 5th annual Milwaukee Studio Tour, September 30th, October 1st. Gene, you have mentioned a couple of visiting artists. And Kyle, I know you also have a friend of yours who's a visiting artist. What is the difference between, you know, you have your art studio and a visiting artist? How does that, what is that all about?
You know, usually it's somebody you have a relationship with, or, you know, maybe try somebody new who wants to come and, you know, maybe they don't have a studio that can be open to the public within the region, and but they want to come, you know, participate in the tour, have an opportunity to sell their wares. Maybe, like Gene said, they're demonstrating at another tour stop, and just to kind of, that way for the patrons who are coming to check out the space, they get to look at more than just one artist while they're there.
Okay, so it's kind of like a consignment sale type of thing.
Yeah.
Just kidding you.
No,
yeah,
no,
that's great, though, that you have that, because if, like you mentioned, Kyle, if somebody doesn't have that space, or if they're outside the area, hey, I've got, you know, I've got my creations. I would love to do that. And you can just kind of piggyback together in the same location.
Yes. And it's really critical as artists, we just don't exist in a bubble. And we really need to support one another because, you know, we're small business people. So we do invite people to come to our spaces, or our organization will put people in spaces. They're members of Wisconsin Craft, and they'd like to participate. We say, oh, you'll fit here at this spot as a guest artist. And it's just a real nice way to involve our members and then also expose and not expose them, but, you know, show their show them off to the community.
Sure, sure. Mm-hmm. Gene, you also mentioned Wisconsin Craft. Can you give us a little bit, before we wrap up, a little bit of a background? What is Wisconsin Craft? Because I know that's all a part of Milwaukee Studio Tour as well.
Yeah, so we are the presenting organization that runs the event.
Gotcha.
We're a statewide organization that really focuses on supporting artists that are working in the fine craft fields. So, you know, woodworking, ceramics, jewelry, sculpture, mixed media, kind of across the board, because these skill sets, you know, take years to develop.
Sure.
And
absolutely.
It's tough to kind of survive as an artist. So our organization works to not only support and educate the artists that are members, but also share them with the community and connect with communities across Wisconsin.
That's awesome. Again, it's Gene Wells and Kyle Hendricks, who's one of the artists on the Milwaukee Studio Tour. You can see Kyle down in South Milwaukee September 30th and October 1st. That's a Saturday, Sunday, 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. Gene, the studio tour, any tickets needed?
No, this is a free event. You just show up. I really recommend, we call it self-guided, so you kind of choose where you want to go. And I really tell people, start with the people that live closest to you, right? Find out who are the artists in your neighborhood, and then move on from there.
What a great idea. Mm-hmm. And website to get more information
is mkestudiotour.com.
You two are both awesome. We're hoping for great weather because, Kyle, you had mentioned you're going to be outside.
Well, either way, we got easy ups. We got TV. We'll have football on. We'll be hanging out.
There you go. Kyle's still pushing the Packers. How about you, Gene? Are you pushing
the
TV?
I'll have homemade cookies at my spot.
Hey, now it's battling artists here. All right, yeah, it's Milwaukee Studio Tour, September 30th and October 1st. Gene Wells and Kyle Hendricks, thanks for being on Sunday Morning Public Affairs.